I first met Randall Pope 3 years ago. It was during a rehearsal for Spectrum's Little Shop of Horrors, and he was, as always, in the parking lot behind the theater, sitting on the curb, his dog maybe scratching his head and smoking, wearing his classic t-shirt, jeans, and a Mount Doug ball cap. That image will stay with me for the rest of my life. I can remember just a few short weeks ago that I thought to myself, I honestly could not wait to leave Mount Doug. And one of the very few positive memories I would have would be the fun we had doing the school musicals. And now that he's gone, all I can honestly think of is what it would have been like for me had he not been here. I don't honestly know if I could have made it this far, or I could have been the person I am today. The things that we did in those shows were the highlight of my time here at Mount Doug. And this last week, I can't go through that back gravel parking lot without thinking of the many times I ran into him coming through there, or seen that big green van rolling in, making enough noise to wake dead. It was exactly 1 month ago today that it was a closing night for Andy Get Your Gun. And honestly, it just blows me away, all that can happen in just one short month. Randall Pope is a school teacher, but I honestly don't think I ever learned anything about acting or theater or English writing from him. It was all about life. I learned about life, and I learned about myself. And I learned, most importantly of all, the importance of just taking it easy. That's what Randall Pope is all about, taking it easy. I would see that large green van around town occasionally, whether it be at the golf course or at the lake or even at the liquor store. And wherever it was, you know, he was taking it easy. A couple months ago, I had the opportunity to talk with him about my future. I was considering studying theater, but was really unsure where it would take me. And he said that no matter what I choose something I enjoy, something that makes you happy. And I think the most important thing I learned from Randall Pope was this. I know it's corny, especially now, but there's no business like show business. The best words I can use to sum up his life were sung by a man. I don't know who it was, but if Randall was alive today, I know I could ask him. He would know. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.